Monday, October 30th, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners meeting at 3.
Chrissy, you have a few that you need to do, right?
Yep.
Okay.
We're good?
Okay, let's call the Board of Equalization order. Stand to the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yeah.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, first thing on the list here shows the consent agenda items. Approval for the previous minutes of October 16th of 2023.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay, we got Brian.
I'll second it.
And we got Marty. Will you call roll, please?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, the first new business, we have a hearing on the Heartland Counseling Services, Inc. for an application exemption on a motor vehicle. Taxes by qualifying for nonprofit organization 2021 is a Nissan Titan pickup, the VIN number ending in 505693. Obviously, they're going to use it for to provide community support services, crisis response, and et cetera. Scenario, same thing?
Yes.
Okay. So, with that said, we will need a motion to. For Heartland Counseling to do the 2021 Nissan Titan.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, we got Troy.
I'll second.
And Bob, we call roll, please.
I'm abstaining.
Okay.
All right, Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Abstain.
Okay, we got B here. We got Christy, the assessor, requesting the tax approval and tax list corrections.
10,001 and 10,002 are the numbers. It's the confession of judgment on the Turk cases that we discussed for Villas at Costa Court.
Okay, and that's what you guys went over.
Yeah, you were gone.
Yep, last meeting. Okay.
Yep. So that's just the corrections I did. And we'll go to the Turk hearing for the 23s in next week.
Next week?
Yep.
Okay, so I must have...
One, there's two properties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just need to make a motion to... on the two different properties on the front and the back, right? Is that correct? We just need to make a motion to...
It's already been approved, so I think it's just a matter of...
Yeah.
Tax.
What's that?
We have to pretty much acknowledge that they've accepted this...
The confession of judgment, yeah.
Judgment, and we can send this report to the state.
So would that be in a form of a motion then? That we need to make a motion that we accept the confession of judgment.
Approve the tax list corrections.
What's that, Kim?
Approve the tax list corrections.
So you just need a motion to approve the tax. I'll make that motion to approve the tax list corrections.
Second.
Okay, we got Troy and we got
Brian.
Brian.
Forgot all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Anything else, Christy? That's it?
That's all I got.
Simple. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Mail emergency business. Anything, Cherie?
Nope.
Anybody from the public would like to say anything here?
No.
Nope.
Thank you.
Okay. I wasn't being a wise ass when I looked at you like that. 2:50. We are adjourned. And hang on. I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're done.
I got a sheet that I was going to bring too. I forgot to bring.
I'll call the County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. And we will start with the roll call, please.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
All right, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item on the agenda is the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Anyone here to address the board on any item not on the agenda? Seeing none, we will move on then to item two, consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, October 16th, approval of payroll claims, October 15th to October 28th, approval of payroll accounts payable claims, and there were no accounts payable on this week. So, and the payroll was all in order, so I would entertain a motion to approve.
So moved on that.
Second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve the consent agenda. Call the roll, please. Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item three, new business and resolution. Heidi Borg, I'm guessing, are you Heidi? Yes, okay, is here from Congressman Adrian Smith's office to give a brief update and host mobile office.
I'm up.
You are up.
You're it.
Welcome.
Hot stand, hot seat. Like you said, I'm Heidi Borg with Congressman Adrian Smith's office. I'm actually originally from Wakefield, so
okay.
Not far from here. Reside up in Hardington now with my husband. But we visit each county in the 3rd District every year, give a board update, and then we also host a mobile office for constituents to come in, give their opinion, concerns, or if they need help with a federal agency. So we have 80 of the 93 counties now in the state, which...
80 of them?
Yeah.
What's Adrian up to nowadays? What's he have fun going on? Anything?
Wouldn't you say what's going on in D.C. right now is fun?
Yeah. Right?
So I'll get to that. So we're in the 118th Congress, the Republican majority. Congressman Smith is chairman of the Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee and also a senior member on the Ways and Means Committee. He ran for chairman in the beginning of the year. Unfortunately, they lost that in the end, but he's now Trade Subcommittee Chairman. So I have a speaker race down to talk about, and I visited a county last Tuesday, came in with a speaker update, and by the time I left, that person had resigned already. So I'm confident that Congressman Mike Johnson is the current Speaker of the House. Congressman Smith did support him. If you saw that our own Congressman Flood did the unity pledge, urging members to pledge to vote for the Speaker designate, the House was at a standstill for, 21 days or something, which was really unfortunate to see. But now we have a deadline coming up to fund the government, November 17th, I believe. I'll just keep things quick. The war in Israel, obviously what's going on is horrific, and Congressman Smith stands with Israel. America has no greater ally in the Middle East than Israel, and they have the right to use all its means to defend itself. Government funding shut down September 30th, hours before the government shut down. Congress came together and passed a stopgap funding bill to keep the government open till November 17th. The package funds the government at current 2023 levels and also extends other provisions, including the FAA. The package was approved by the House 335-91 and passed the Senate 88-9. The stopgap measure passed by Congress did not include additional funding for Ukraine after McCarthy put forward a bill without additional aid to the war-torn country, confronting the border crisis. Sadly, we see the crisis at our southern border and worsening as the Biden administration seemingly turns to a blind eye to the national security threat and humanitarian cost of ineffective border policy. The House passed the Secure the Border Act, which Congressman Smith supported. Like I said, resources from our office If you ever need help with federal agency, I handle agricultural, so do a lot with FSA and USDA, all the fun agencies from an ag perspective. So happy to take questions. I'll leave my card, and like you said, I'm hosting a mobile office for an hour after this. So
all right.
Come to Dakota City or Dakota County quite often. So.
All right. Yeah, we'll take your contact information and definitely give us easy access if things arise.
My cell phone is on here, so.
Okay.
So are you related to Debbie?
I am. That's my mom.
That's your mom. Okay. I figured.
Yeah.
So that the politics must run in the blood.
Well,
the need to serve.
I guess you could say that, but I will say I had this job with Congressman Smith before she had her job.
Well, there you go.
So I have the authority over my mother.
All right. Well,
why do I feel like you're lying?
You try and tell her then.
Yeah, right. I can't wait to see her.
We'll remember that.
I called her on my way here. I was like, what do I expect? Are they going to grill me or what? So she gave me a rundown.
No, not really. Well, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I know. I still am involved on our family farm, so I see my family all the time and get down there quite often. So.
Oh, very good. Good for you.
Yeah, your mom's a good lady.
I'll tell her that.
Tell her I said that.
I will.
Thank you. Item B is Ebony Kuski. I do not see anybody that doesn't look familiar with Next Link, so is not here. We'll move on then to C, Don Bousquet, Treasurer, to report the number of distress warrants and total amount of money involved upon turning the distress warrants over to the sheriff.
That's going to happen at the next meeting.
Okay.
I haven't passed it over to him yet, and I was on the agenda for last year at this time.
Okay. Don, do you want to do your other item while you're here? Let's just go to that. Beans are standing. We'll go then to item 4B, Don, to discuss the Nebraska property tax incentive.
I don't know if any of you have seen the yellow signs I have up around our office and things. I did post on Facebook and stuff too, but we've got the Nebraska property tax incentive again this year, and I got notification that the school portion is going to be 30% and the college portion is 55% credit that you will get, but you have to fill out the appropriate forms with your income tax person. I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Okay.
That's a lot of monies.
It adds up.
I mean, how can they afford to do that?
State.
I mean, to me, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, and I don't know how many people qualify or don't qualify.
I think everybody qualifies.
Right.
They pay property taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, I don't know. It just seems like a lot of revenue that's out the door.
Be here next year or not.
Is this the one by January 1st? You have to do that?
Yeah, you have to pay. It's for any property taxes that you pay in 2023, regardless of what year they're for. So you can pay next year's taxes. Ahead of time if you want to.
You're just paying it 5, 6, 7, 8 months ahead of time.
Right. Yeah.
And getting that break on the percentage of the school and the college.
Right. But I don't know, if we're going to have it next year. It might be better next year.
And the school is the bulk of the taxes. I mean, both entities are the bulk of the taxes, I should say, at least the school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the school is the biggest portion of your taxes. So, So if you could just spread that word, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Okay, item D then, board to approve or not approve monthly payment for highway lighting at intersection of Highway 77 and Dodge Avenue. This light would be put up for safety concerns.
Okay, if anybody knows where that's at, if you go up over the bridge.
Just right down where this old blacktop comes out right there.
Yep. So it's right where the 4-lane goes to the 2-lane and you turn into Cristiano's. So he contacted me. I know he's contacted Jolene about it. There's two other lights that we pay for in the county. Is that right, Jolene?
Right.
There's two other lights. So he just, the poles there, it would just be the flat $13.50 a month for the county to pay for to light that up for his intersection right there.
Do the, I don't know, just a question, is that a, and I'm for it, but is that something that we are responsible for? Has that ever become a state issue, or how does that work, Jolene?
There's currently a pole there that is the state's, and they allow this
gave us permission to put a light on there.
Okay.
But it would have to hang out over on the county road. They don't want it on the highway. Anton.
Cristiano.
Cristiano. He says he has truck drivers about miss that interception a lot because it is dark. And then they slam on the brakes and they got cars behind them, so they're worried about the safety concern of it. We do have one at the end of, on each end of North Bluff Road by Jackson and Hubbard that we pay for. I don't know the state's policy on lighting up intersections or anything like that.
And that's the only reason for the question is I don't know.
I mean, maybe there is a policy, but anyways,
well, $13.50 a month
for $170, I think it'd be money well spent.
Yeah,
and that's a ballpark. We've been paying $13.50 on the other two for several years, and it might go up a little bit here and there, but
you called them and they did say $13.50 a month.
$13.50 a month.
No, $13.50
okay.
a month.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, there is a difference
there. Somewhere. There is a difference, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think it should be lit up, and for $13.50 for the safety issue, I will make a motion to put the highway lighting on the intersection of 77 and Dodge Avenue.
Right, second it.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Marty to approve that. Call the roll, please. Cherie?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Item E, board to approve resolution 23C-026 to extend the county's commitment to participate in NERMA and NERMA 2 for the period of July 1, 2024 through June 20, 2027 with an interlocal agreement for risk management and loss prevention insurance coverage between Dakota County and Nebraska Interlocal Risk Management Association.
Okay, I got a quick question before we go into that. I seen NERMA sending something to insurance. Maybe this is you, Cherie. They have that property down there at $400,000+.
Mm-hmm. We just got that today.
It's pending an assessment, isn't it? Pending.
That was.
That's what the final number came up.
Yeah.
That's on. Yeah. And I question that too. It's on replacement costs.
The building, the hoop shed. Yeah. I get it.
So our $100,000.
I just wanted to make sure that that's. Yeah. I read that right, and that's what it was for. Seems obsessive, but.
Well, our $100,000 was a good buy. Yeah, $100,000
was a good buy. Right now. Well, obviously, this motion, this 23C-026. I mean, for the 24th of July to the 20th. I mean. We got to do it, and we'll do it. So I'll make a motion to approve resolution 23C-026 with NERMA for the following time.
Did the brine tank, was it on the Big Ox, or the Big Iron tank? Did it sell?
Yeah.
For $1. No, $5.
$4,000, wasn't it?
No, the big tank.
The big, okay, you're talking about the big tank?
The fiberglass tank, that 10,000 gallon, that sold for like $4,100 or something.
Okay.
But the grape.
The brine tank went for $1 or $5, whatever. Station. Yeah, just to get rid of it. Yeah.
So, Scott, I'll second Scott's motion to approve that resolution or commitment for NERMA. Any other questions on that? If not, call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, item 4, old business and miscellaneous. Jolene Goebbels is here with a road report. Jolene?
Hello. We had 239.5 hours of maintaining, 3.5 hours of overtime, 38 hours on the South Bluff. We extended the culvert where we were doing that work earlier this summer. 70 hours hauling gravel. We called a total of 1,594.96 tons of Class A clean, a little South Dakota road gravel, a little crushed concrete, 29.5 hours on signs, and request for grading on Perry 260th M and Oakdale. Any questions?
I don't think I have any questions.
No?
Nope.
Thank you, Jolene. Then we'll
hold on a second. Can we go back to one real quick? This resolution is 23C-036, and then here it's 23C-026. Or 36 is on the resolution, and on the minutes
it's
26.
It's a typo for me on the agenda. It should be 36.
Okay, but we probably let's change that in the
minutes.
The minutes.
Yeah, amendment. Thanks.
Can we just amend
you're
that?
The
we
don't
have to do that over.
No, right.
We're good. We're okay. Okay. We'll just make a note of that in the.
I'll make sure the minutes reflect the correct resolution.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep. No problem.
Item B, actually C, is to discuss and approve or deny projects or purchases with monies from the American Rescue Plan. Relief funding. The first item is the board to review and approve or not bid for painting the courthouse, old fire hall, and accent band around the jail. So we got those. We opened those today at 1 o'clock. You should have those in your.
I see them. I hear all the
information
blanket chip ones, right?
There.
Two of them, blanket chip and somebody else in the back.
Blanket chip and
there's
eclipse.
There's three of them.
Is three?
Eclipse has two.
Oh, has two together. Okay.
So for the record, I guess the Blankenship was 89. Is that correct?
81.
965.
90 cents. And. Eclipse was 47.
So, like the bottom that has been banded already, I mean, they would repaint all of that, right? I mean, they're painting the entire thing.
Now, Rodney's here. He talked to the folks here. So, Roddy, any, I guess the question, Marty, is what?
Where it's already been banded, yeah. So, everything's repainted.
I would assume that would all be repainted.
Yep.
Yes, I really didn't discuss that, but, you know, in that kind of detail. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to make sure everything matched.
Mm-hmm.
But
so basically,
that's as much as we discussed about the band.
Yeah. So there's commercial bid two.
Just two
bits. The bottom band
two,
of jail.
Two companies.
There's two companies.
Right.
Jail, 186
doesn't have a band.
They have
on,
the two.
So they're talking about
doing that then.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
To make it all.
But, yeah, for sure.
I think that, well, I guess you have just sent one, right?
Yeah.
They put the whole proposal in one.
For the whole, for the entire.
Mm-hmm. And that includes the courthouse, the old fire hall, and then the building next to the old fire hall.
Yeah, that's the sewer plant.
What's it called?
And it's probably, I'm just guessing, probably spring now.
I think I would recommend
with the weather.
And them going across the listening yard with the
okay.
Yes. I would prefer that.
Plus all them trees will be out of the way, so it'll be easier for them.
Was there any question on the... On what they were doing, Rodney, is that all clear on the eclipse?
When I walked everybody through, I made sure that we were talking the same doors, same bollards, same everything. I did the best I could to relay that information.
Okay.
Did both of them say they were going to power wash the building before they did it to knock the loose?
There's something.
I see Eclipse has it.
I think it did say power wash. Did it say as needed, or did it say power wash?
It just says power wash, prime as needed, caulk as needed, spot prime as needed, paint two colors, paint doors as discussed, excludes garage doors. And this here is the bid number 147 that says entire exterior of courthouse, and it says two outbuildings and bottom band of jail. That was the one for 47, and then the other one.
So we can hold them to that band.
Right. And then the other one for 39 from Eclipse shows bid number two outbuildings and bottom band of jail inside of courthouse as discussed. So he has two different bids. And the one, correct me if I'm wrong.
We were discussing two different.
Yep, I remember.
Okay.
So am I looking at this right, that $81,965.90 is Blankenship, and this, the comparable one is bid number one, the entire of the courthouse, the two outbuildings, and the bottom band of the jail for $47,000?
That's correct, sir.
So the same as what they're doing here is the same what they're doing here?
That's correct.
One's $47,000, one's $81,000. Mm-hmm. Nine. Okay. Perfect. Well, I didn't know if they had like two different, where you had to add them together.
It's a bit confusing because he did add in the second bid.
Mm-hmm. And it deleted a few things, it eliminated a few things. Yeah, just the one side of the courthouse that it discussed.
Yeah, because we were going to start at the south wall at the health department and then come around.
Yep.
And make a match.
Yep.
But, honestly, I think we should paint it all. That's just my.
Holy.
Okay. My 2 cents.
All right.
It'll last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll all look the same color. It's going to be the same color as the jail. That's what was discussed.
Okay.
Unless you guys. Yeah,
and then the band.
Don't want that.
The band will go all the way around the whole building.
Correct.
In its current color.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll when it comes time, Rodney, we'll before they start, we'll just touch base, or if we want to talk to them again, if there's anything that's not clear.
Yeah, I would. You know, I would prefer let's to do that. Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever you choose.
Then.
Okay, sir. Are we making motions on this today?
Yes. Well, if you want to.
Okay, to approve the bid painting. Okay, so Mill Fire Hall. Okay, so I will make a motion for the Eclipse Pro Painting on bid number one. That's the entire exterior of the courthouse, the two outbuildings, and the bottom band of the jail for $47,000 to be started in the spring of 2024.
Yeah, spring.
That's my motion on the
second. Painting.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve that. Any other questions? If not, call the roll, please.
Troy?
Yes.
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, item two, Treasurer One Office additional desk panels.
Okay, basically what I see here on this, it's $515. Office One Solution, it says, can you please have the attached on the next board meeting? This is, it's a border panels for the scanning desk behind Jalissa so things don't fall between the two, between the desk and the wall.
Correct.
I just said it for you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. And it's between Emily and...
And there's a big space between the wall and that because of the wires and things that are back there. We thought we could get away with it, but the girls have been scanning and using that desk more, and they're afraid they're going to lose papers that are valuable back behind that area. So they asked if we could get borders on it.
Yeah. So for $515, I'll make a motion for the...
Does that get you done, Don?
Treasurer's office.
Yeah.
Done.
Second.
Well, we have one more top... Office Warm's working on.
Are you gonna have like a office warming party or
open
what?
Open house?
Yeah,
yeah,
are
you? Okay. No, tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. Okay, we'll be there. Myself and Brian.
Scott and Brian on that motion to approve. Call the roll, please.
All right, Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, last item is in the Veteran Service Officer or Office, RTI Printer Copier Scanner Purchase.
I stepped in and talked to him. We talked about it a little bit at a meeting or two ago. He's got a couple of printers that he'd kind of taken off the recycled heap, and it won't do the things that he needs to get done. So he looked through, he found the cheapest one that he could find. It does everything he wants. He talked to RTI to make sure everything was compatible, and that's the bid that we have.
$539?
Yep.
Is that a motion?
Yep, that's a motion.
Okay, motion.
I'll second the motion.
By Marty, seconded by Scott, to approve that for the Veterans Service Officer.
Is that an all-in-one machine?
Yeah, it's an all-in-one machine that'll take care of. Right now, he's sending them back and forth, and one won't send. It's kind of a mess right now, so, yeah, it's an all-in-one.
Okay, did you get that?
I did.
Call the roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yep.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item five is Commissioner Committee Report. Scott, anything for the cause?
No, I don't think so. There was something I wanted to talk about, but I can't.
Okay.
Are you going to be at the meeting Wednesday?
This supporting the green light thing, is that a resolution?
We'll come back to it.
Okay.
No, okay. Brian?
I went to planning and zoning, and they covered a bunch of stuff, but nothing that was brought up yet here, so.
Nothing in the works to come here, or what?
Something's coming in the works for rezoning a business, but that's I thought it was going to be here today, but it's not.
Okay.
You did a 10-day notice.
Okay.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Okay. All right.
I didn't have anything?
Nope.
No. Troy?
Nothing.
Just a couple things. I'm glad you mentioned planning and zoning. So I got a call, Jolene, and this would involve you, on the North Shore, right off of Highway 77, as you turn off North or get on North Shore Drive there. There's some semi activity there now.
At that first home.
That first place, and then the other property has been purchased by somebody, and there's a semi there. So the concern was that those semis would break up that asphalt, I guess, or that blacktop there on that. So we may have to look at.
Are they trying to do some sort of business there?
Yeah, it's more than.
So what is South Sioux said about the business and the residential?
I asked, but they were planning and zoning is looking into it as well, because it would be their planning and zoning, but our. If we need to put a sign there, and I don't know how easily we do that, Jolene, on a like a load limit.
Is that like right when you come?
Just at that first turn, right across turn? From the Heritage.
Or, yep.
Yep. Right. There. So if you go left, Scott.
Yep.
Instead of going Sawmill, you go left.
Yep.
Right there on that corner. So that property's been sold, the one on the right. So you see a semi parked in there now, and there's also on that house that was moved in.
Yep.
They have semis in there coming in now to get work done and things like that. So anyway,
that was the building that came from Wicks.
Yeah.
That was the building that came from Wicks.
Yeah. So
the house, whatever it was, office.
I don't know how we do that, Jolene, but I just wanted to mention that on the
if we want to change a load limit on a road.
So procedure for that. What are they doing? How are they getting around? I mean, if they're pulling into there,
there's a big open. Like as big as our yard here.
Yep.
So they on that particular one where the house is, there's like a big yard there. They pull in, turn around. They can come out with a trailer, with a semi and a trailer.
I haven't seen a trailer back there. I've seen the trucks there.
Yeah, there's been some there. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, and I don't know how we do the load limit on the roads. If we just put them on there as the county or what the process is on that. So just wanted to. Yeah, just bring that up. The other thing, just for everybody's information, so Simcoe is having they have a Simcoe 101. Simcoe is our group we belong to. They do transportation, planning and zoning, some issues on that. They are having a Simcoe 101 for new anybody that wants to go. November 29th at South Sioux City City Hall from 4 to 5 p.m. if you want to learn what Simcoe does.
Did
what
you
they
4 to 5 p.m.?
4 to 5 p.m. November 29th.
I'd love to learn what they do because I don't think they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and this is the first time.
That's my thought process.
They've had some of those throughout the summer, but they've been in Lamar's. They've been in Hinton. They've been, you know, but they're having one in South Sioux. That's why I wanted to bring it up. So, anyway.
Can't wait to go hear the stupid shit they say.
And So that's all I have for that. So then item six, Cherie, under mail and emergency business, we have one more item, and that's that one, Brian, this one.
Resolution 23C037.
Right. So Cherie, do you want to explain?
Yeah. I received basically an email last Friday, and I read it after I'd already sent all the
last minute
out.
Yes.
And they're encouraging all 93 counties in Nebraska to participate in this Green Light for Veterans program, where we just light up the front of our courthouses with green lights. I talked to Nick Neiman and Rodney, and they have these green lights that they'll just plug into. I don't know if they're plugged in or solar operated, but
they're solar
that will reflect green on the front of the courthouse from November 6th through the 12th.
Oh, perfect.
I like it. It's awesome.
They recommended that the boards pass this resolution and that I send a letter to the editor so that the community also knows what's going on in the county.
Do we need to send that to you?
Yeah.
So the supporting of Operation Green Lights for Veterans is from that day to that day, from November 6th to the 12th, lighting up the front of the courthouse. That's an awesome idea.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion on the 23C-037. Is that correct?
23C-037. Yes, okay, that's right. Make sure I'll second that.
Okay. Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve that resolution. Call a vote, please. Three.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Ree?
That was it.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Scott, you're on a roll.
I thought I was, but I didn't realize we were done. But we are adjourned.
So Ree, do we need to
second that?
We need a second. We need a second.
Oh, okay. I'll second. Aye.
All right. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned at 3:30.